Radio Prague News.
The European Commission has warned that discrimination on the Czech labour market is one of the worst in the European Union. The Brno Municipal Court is hearing the case against the publisher of Hitler's collected speeches on charges of propagating Nazism and Holocaust denial. And Deputy Justice Minister Hanna Marvanová has announced she is leaving her post at the ministry over persisting disputes with her superior. In its annual recommendations to member states, the European Commission has advised the Czech Republic to simplify its tax system, improve tax collection, implement a civil service law by the end of the year, and address discrimination on the labour market. The report says that the discrimination of women on the labour market is one of the worst in the European Union, both in terms of the differences in salary for men and women doing the same job, and the fact that the lack of nurseries and preschool facilities allow only 5% of mothers to return to work as soon as they would like after taking maternity leave, while the EU average is 30%. The difference in salaries between men and women is reportedly one of the highest in the European Union, with women consequently getting lower pensions as well. The Brno Municipal Court is hearing the case against the publisher of Hitler's collected speeches on charges of propagating Nazism and Holocaust denial. The judge forbid copies of the book to be distributed in the courtroom, and selected passages were read out to the jury at the request of the defence counsel. The defence argues that the Nazi philosophy is dead and people have a right to know what it was built on and learn from past mistakes. Several people have been charged in the case, including the book's publisher, translator and author of several commentaries linking the speeches. The collection of Hitler's speeches was published in 2012 with 10,000 copies printed. Deputy Justice Minister Hanna Marvanová has announced she is leaving her post at the ministry and returning to her private practice as a lawyer. She made the announcement late on Sunday following a meeting with the head of the ANO party, Andrej Babiš. Mr. Babiš called the meeting when conflict between the party's Justice Minister Helena Válková and Hanna Marvanová reached a head. He asked Mrs. Marvanová to serve as his own legal advisor at the finance ministry. The Justice Minister and her deputy reportedly failed to agree on a number of issues, including lawyers' fees and the appointment of court officials. Hanna Marvanová is to be replaced by Robert Pelikán, the finance ministry's legal department head, next week. The Prague Department of Housing and Urban Development has given its approval to locate a statue in honour of the 2,000 Czechs and Slovaks who fought in Britain's Royal Air Force during World War II in Klárov, a square beside Marnes Bridge. The approval came despite vehement protests from the Czech National Heritage Institute, which turned down the application on the grounds that the Winged Lion Memorial was inappropriate and incompatible with this part of the historical centre of Prague, which is on UNESCO's World Heritage List. The statue was paid for by the British community here in Prague. It is to be unveiled on June 17th at a special ceremony. Former Environment Minister Tomáš Podivínský is to be the country's new ambassador to Germany, according to the weekly Respekt. The Respekt says Podivínský's nomination has won approval from the Foreign Ministry, the Prime Minister and the President. He is to replace the outgoing ambassador to Berlin, Rudolf Jindrák, who has served in the post for 8 years, longest tenure in the country's modern history. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with intervals of rain and shine and day temperatures hovering around 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.